WKJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Top-seeded Baylor moved into the regional semifinals of the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament last night as Brittany Griner became the second player to dunk in a tournament game while scoring 25 points in the Bears' 76-57 win over Florida. Odyssey Sims added 14 points for the 36-0 Bears, who haven't lost since the quarterfinals of last year's NCAA tournament. That was part of the Des Moines Regional. Also as part of the Des Moines Regional last night, Kansas beat Delaware 70-64. That's an upset. Kansas an 11th seed over the 3rd seed of Delaware, while Georgia Tech beat Georgetown 76-64. In the Raleigh Regional last night, St. Bonaventure beat Marist 66-63. Notre Dame dumped California 73-62. In the Kingston Regional, it was Penn State over LSU 90-80, while in the Fresno Regional, St. John's beat Oklahoma 74-70. Duke knocked off Vanderbilt 96-80. Those winners all advancing to the regional semifinals at those sites in Des Moines, Raleigh, Kingston, and Fresno this Saturday and Sunday. On men's college hoops news, Creighton coach Greg McDermott called North Carolina coach Roy Williams to say that there was no intent to injure point guard Kendall Marshall when Ethan Raggy fouled him in Sunday's NCAA tournament game in Greensboro, North Carolina. Marshall had surgery on his broken right wrist on Monday, and it's uncertain whether he'll play Friday against Ohio in the regional semis. The Tar Heels are the number one seed in the Midwest. McDermott said Tuesday that Williams is a good friend and that he wanted to let the Tar Heels coach know that he was sorry Marshall was hurt. The Blue Jays have been criticized by some Carolina fans and analysts for being overly physical, perhaps dirty. McDermott said people who watched his team through the season wouldn't describe the Blue Jays as physical. North Carolina coach Roy Williams says his team's preparation is 100% to play without Kendall Marshall. The Tar Heels point guard, recovering from Monday's surgery on his broken right wrist, his status is still up in the air for the Midwest Regional Semis against Ohio Friday night in St. Louis. Also in college basketball news, a person familiar with negotiations says that Dan Hurley is getting a 6-year deal to take over the basketball program at Rhode Island. The Rams went 7-24 this season. Hurley, a son of Hall of Fame high school coach Bob Hurley, spent the last two seasons at Wagner after 9 years as a high school coach in Newark, New Jersey. The former Seton Hall guard led the Seahawks to a 25-6 record this season. The University of Southern Mississippi has revoked the scholarships of 5 members of its pep band who took part in the heckling of a Kansas State basketball player at last Thursday's NCAA men's basketball tournament game. USM issued an apology last week to K-State point guard Angel Rodriguez after he was the target of chants like, "Where's your green card?" during the Wildcats' 70-64 second-round victory. Rodriguez had 13 points and 4 assists in that game. Well, the father of Oral Roberts coach Scott Sutton says his son is interviewed for the Nebraska vacancy with the hope of achieving his goal of coaching in a power conference. Eddie Sutton said from his home in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Tuesday that Scott Sutton interviewed with Nebraska officials in Atlanta on Monday. Scott Sutton couldn't be reached for comment, and Eddie said he hadn't spoken with his son since the interview. The Cornhuskers are looking for a replacement for Doc Sadler, who was fired March 9th after a 12-18 season and a last-place finish in the Big Ten. Scott Sutton is 250-161 in 13 years at Oral Roberts. The Golden Eagles have played in 3 NCAA tournaments, 2 NITs, and 1 CIT under Sutton's leadership. In college postseason basketball last night, in men's NIT quarterfinal round play, it was Washington defeating Oregon 90-86, while UMass beat Drexel 72-70. In the collegeinsider.com tourney quarterfinals, Oakland beat Rice 77-70. In the NBA last night, Indiana beat the LA Clippers 102-89. It was Miami over Phoenix 99-95. New York topping Toronto 106-87. Houston got by the LA Lakers 107-104. Utah downing Oklahoma City 97-90. Sacramento outscored Memphis 119-110. Milwaukee over Portland 116-87. In the National Hockey League last night, it was Chicago over Columbus 5-1. Florida beat Philadelphia 2-1. The New York Islanders over Toronto 5-2. Pittsburgh outskated Winnipeg 8-4. It was New Jersey 1-0 over Ottawa. Edmonton beat Nashville 6-3. Dallas in a shootout 4-3 over Phoenix. Colorado beat Calgary 2-1 in overtime. And Los Angeles a 5-2 winner over San Jose. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says this offseason was the perfect time to reevaluate the offense. The Hawkeyes are coming off a second straight 7-5 regular season and enter spring drills with a new offensive coordinator. Greg Davis takes over for longtime coordinator Ken O'Keefe, who joined the staff of the Miami Dolphins.
Had we not had any changes staff-wise, I think we're at the point where really, every year we go back and review, but we really need to just, take things apart here a little bit and look a little closer. And, as an example in offense, you start somewhere in 1999 and you get 6-7 years into it and you add something, and, things kind of flow and make sense when you're starting something out. And then when you start adding along the way, 10 years later, you're looking at it and say, okay, why are we calling this that? And just because. So it's given us a chance really to go back and examine everything we're doing.
Well, Farron says he's trying to become familiar with the new philosophy.
I think we've kind of streamlined some things, made some changes. Obvious with Greg coming in from the outside, we've really had a meeting of the minds there. And, Greg's been a real delight to work with. He's a real professional, just a tremendous person, great expertise. And, I think we're really comfortable with the path that we're going down right now. But there's a lot of new nomenclature, terminology, and we're all learning right now. So even the old dogs are trying to learn some new tricks.
Farron felt the time was right to look at the offense after two straight 500 records in the Big Ten.
We've been here 13 years. There's not a year we haven't felt like we left something out there. It's the nature of coaching, I think. So, the bottom line is, we're trying to, we want to move. We want to move forward.
And the coach says the goal of the offense remains the same, to get the ball into the hands of the best players and, of course, limit mistakes.
The bottom line, we're going to throw it. We can't turn it over. I'm not against throwing at all. I'm not against running, but we can't turn it over. We've got to be smart about what we're doing. And it's not just all the quarterback. It's protection. That guy's doing the right thing with routes and then, not tipping balls up in the air, making catches. And we got to make some tough catches, too. That's something we got to get better at.
Spring drills open up today, and they'll conclude with a scrimmage on April 14th. Spring practice also is underway at Iowa State, where Coach Paul Rhodes believes the Cyclones have the talent to take more strides next season. ISU was 6-7 in 2011 after a loss to Rutgers in the Pinstripe Bowl.
I'm going to say the same thing I said leading into last season, and that's right now we'll have the most talented football team that we'll have this year. Whether it becomes the best football team that we've had remains to be seen. But yes, this will be the most talented football team that we've put on the field.
Rhodes believes the Cyclones have the talent to post a winning season.
Without putting undue pressure on a quarterback, it's a very important position. And if we're going to take that next step, if we're going to get over the 500 mark, if we're going to get over three victories in the Big 12 Conference, quarterback play is going to be a big part of it.
Rhodes says he doubts he'll name a starting quarterback at the end of spring drills. Jared Barnett and Steele Jantz lead the battle for that starting job.
But I won't change anything as far as the criterion that I'm looking for in who's going to be our starter. And it starts with decision making. All of them got to become smarter as leaders of this football team. It goes to being able to be productive with their feet, whether it's design run game or just ad-libbing, and then throwing accuracy. And I don't think any one quality is more important than the other, but certainly we got to become more accurate with our throwing.
Courtney Messingham takes over as the new offensive coordinator after Tom Herman left to take a similar job at Ohio State, and Rhodes says there will be some changes to the playbook.
I think the package will be smaller. That's the biggest thing that we know internally. We won't be trying to do as much, trying to practice less and utilize what we practice on the field, and for us that spring is simply in scrimmages. Generally speaking, if you spend your time doing less and concentrate on it and rep it, you're going to be better at it, and that's a major focus for us.
Iowa State will be holding their spring game also coming up on April the 14th. In NFL news, the Denver Broncos have unveiled their newest starting quarterback. The NFL team held a news conference yesterday afternoon after finalizing terms of a 5-year, $96 million contract with highly prized free agent quarterback Peyton Manning. The NFL's only 4-time most valuable player is joining the Broncos less than 2 weeks after he was released by the Indianapolis Colts, his only previous employer in 14 NFL seasons. It represents a huge coup for Broncos executive and Hall of Fame quarterback John Elway, and could spell the end of Tim Tebow's career in Denver. Bronco executive Elway would not say exactly what will happen to Tebow, but stated it would be the team's goal to get him into the best situation possible. Wasting little time after being rejected by Peyton Manning, the Tennessee Titans have agreed to terms with defensive end Cameron Wimbley on a multi-year deal. The 7-year veteran had 42.5 career sacks, including 16 in 32 games as a linebacker in Oakland the past two seasons. He was released by the Raiders last week. Cornerback and special teams ace Jarrett Bush has agreed to a 3-year deal to return to the Packers, according to his agent. Derek Fox says Bush visited the Arizona Cardinals and the New York Jets before deciding to stay in Green Bay. Bush has played in 94 regular season games for the Packers since 2006 with 7 career starts. His 3 career interceptions include 2 last season. Longtime Steelers wide receiver Hines Ward is retiring rather than playing on another team. Pittsburgh released their all-time leader in every major receiving category 3 weeks ago in a salary cap move. The 36-year-old Ward is a 4-time Pro Bowler and was the MVP of the Steelers' Super Bowl 40 win over Seattle. In baseball news, Texas Rangers lefty Derek Holland has agreed to a new 5-year contract that includes a pair of 1-year club options that could have him in the fold through 2018. Holland was 16-5 with a 3.95 ERA last season. Also, Detroit slugger Miguel Cabrera will miss at least a week of spring training after he was struck in the right eye by a hard grounder during Monday's exhibition game. The Tigers' third baseman received 8 stitches, but team president and general manager Dave Dombrowski says the slugger's vision is perfect and he won't go on the disabled list. Cabrera says he expects to be ready by opening day. Yankees manager Joe Girardi says shortstop Derek Jeter will not play again until Friday at the earliest due to a stiff left calf. Jeter hasn't played since last Wednesday, and Girardi feels there's no reason to rush him back. Andy Pettitte says his arm feels great after throwing his first bullpen session with the Yankees since ending his brief retirement. The 39-year-old lefty threw 50 pitches to catcher Russell Martin and says his target date to be on the Major League roster is May the 1st. The Kansas City Royals have acquired catcher Humberto Quintero and outfielder Jason Bourgeois from the Houston Astros for minor league reliever Kevin Chapman and a player to be named. The defensive-minded Quintero hit 240 with 25 RBIs and 262 at-bats last season, while Bourgeois batted 294 with 31 stolen bases in 93 games. In NASCAR news, Chief Appellate Officer of NASCAR has overturned the 6-race suspensions of 5-time championship-winning crew chief Chad Knaus and car chief Ron Malik while restoring the 25 points that Jimmy Johnson was docked. However, Knaus and Malik will be on probation through May 9th, and their $100,000 fines will stand. Knaus, Malik, and Johnson were punished after Jimmy Johnson's car failed inspection on opening day of the Daytona 500. And in golf news, the PGA Tour has pulled the plug on nearly 50 years of a tradition of Q School as a way to get into the big leagues. In a massive overhaul of its structure and its season, the Tour's policy board approved starting the official season in October and making the nationwide tour the primary path to getting a PGA Tour card. Still to be decided, though, are all the details. PGA Tour Commissioner Tim Fincham says Q School still will be held, but it would only offer nationwide tour cards. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.